At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So let's say you had a prospect that said they were ready to sign up and ready to rock and roll, and then they just don't, okay? At any time, do you just stop following up with them, right? Do you stop? So this, to me, comes down to a posture thing, and it comes down to, are you a professional? And so one example I always use is the example of like a partner in a law firm, okay? And so a partner in a law firm, let's say that you're, let's just pretend for a second, right? We're a partner in a law firm, the law firm's doing whatever, $50 million a year, right? So we're doing pretty good. We're dressing Dapper Dan. We're on the top of our game. And someone comes to you, someone that you know, maybe you went to high school with them or college with them, and they say, hey, you know, I'm looking at some legal needs and I'd love to book an appointment with you. Okay. And you say, okay, cool. You know, normally my secretary handles this, but you know what? I'm going to, you know, how about Monday at 2:00? I can meet with you, man. You're an old friend. Why not? And so they say, okay, all right, Monday at 2, I'll be there. And so Monday at 2, they don't show, all right? You're a partner in a law firm, $50 million a year law firm. How often do you reach out to them and say, hey, you know, we didn't schedule that meeting. You know, what's going on? You weren't here. If you said more than once, you're delusional, okay? And so I want you to start, you know, just because network marketing is the lowest risk, lowest overhead business that you can ever start, right? You know, I mean, me and a partner bought an advertising franchise for about $40,000, right? You can get a McDonald's for $1 million and then spend $100,000 on Hamburger University. You can get a 7-Eleven goes for a little bit over $1 million, or a Domino's franchise goes for $250,000, right? And so just because it's a few hundred dollars, right? A few steak dinners to start your network marketing empire doesn't mean that's how you should treat it, all right? And so I treated, when I was dead broke, in personal foreclosure, needed money like air to breathe, only ate out on Dollar Burger Night at Bar Louie, right? When I was in that state, I still treated my business like a $1 million business, and it grew into one. And so here's exactly what I would do. So if I have someone says, hey, I'm ready to rock and roll, I'm gonna say, cool, what's your mailing address? Where do you want the check sent? Perfect. And if they stop that flow, I'm just gonna say, you know, okay, you know, I'm gonna find out, why are we stopping the flow? Why aren't you signing up right now? And I'll follow up with them a couple of times. So maybe they say, you know what, just give me a second. You know, call me Wednesday, whatever. I'll give them that honor. I'll call them Wednesday, and I might call them two times. I might call them three times. But I'm gonna tell you that maybe third time, maybe second time, I'm gonna say, hey, listen, you may not be aware of this, but I run a business and I'm a professional. And so you said that you're gonna move forward. You haven't moved forward, totally cool, right? I'm not mad. Why would I be mad, right? You said you're gonna move forward, wasn't able to honor that word, and you haven't joined. That's totally fine, I'm not mad. But you know, I'm just gonna let you know, I have a lot of people that I work with, and I'm dealing with a lot of professionals, a lot of business owners, a lot of people that you know, take it fairly seriously. And so, you know, if you're not sure if you want to join, it's totally cool. I'm just gonna let you know, I'll be here if you want to join, but I'm probably not gonna be following up with you. So just so you know, I got a lot of people that I'm dealing with, and a lot of people that are hungry and rocking it and bringing in lots of money and bringing in lots of teams and just crushing it. And you know, I it's just tough to play patty cake with you. And so a couple things there is, what I'm doing is I'm depositioning them from a source of power to really a source of uncertainty and flip-flop. And so too often network marketers, they give their prospect all the power, right? And they say, pretty please, will you, you know, join my business? Oh man, you said you would. You said you'd join, right? And so you're putting them up on a pedestal. And, you know, it's like, you know, ladies in high school, when the guy begged you for a date, that was that a turn on, or was that like a, right? He's got no other prospects, right? Please date me, pretty please, right? Probably not very effective for most people, okay? And so don't put them on a pedestal, okay? I want you to understand something. There's more of them than there are of us, okay? There are more people with problems, time problems, money problems, lifestyle problems, friend and relationship problems. There's more people with problems than solutions. As a network marketer, your company and service, product, and opportunity provide a solution. Now, they may not run with the solution, but it's a solution. Okay, so go to somebody, like in my prior life, right? I worked in the IT department. I worked for an insurance company. And if you came to me before I was an entrepreneur and said, hey, Ray, how would you create time freedom? I'd be like, what are you talking about, right? I had no solution to time freedom. Hey, Ray, if you want to spend more time with your kids, how could you do that in your current career? I don't know. I have no freaking clue. Do you realize that most people in jobs, and there's nothing against jobs, I'm not like a job hater or whatever. I mean, some people love their jobs, but in most jobs, there is zero way to create time freedom where you get to do what you want, when you want, with who you want, where you want. You don't have that ability. What do you do? Like, well, when you rise the rank to CEO, now you can just spend your time however you want. No. Now you're under more stress than ever before. You might be making more money, but you don't have time freedom. And so when we place people up on a pedestal, a prospect, it's nuts. It's insane. Does any other profession do that? You know? Like, you know, if someone comes in into the hospital with a broken arm, right? Is it like, oh man, I'd really like to help you with your broken arm, man. Please, please, as a doctor, let me help you with that broken arm. I really hope you let me. No. Person with broken arm is like, oh man, doc, thank God I could get in. Oh man, thank you. And so stop treating the prospect with they're the high reverence, and instead be a professional. If they break the appointment, be a professional. Don't chase them, beg them, bug them, say, pretty please with sugar berries on top. Can I please come into my, no, right? Treat them like a professional, be a business owner. And for those that maybe you've never been a business owner, just think, at least in the short term, think like a job, all right? So do you show up to your job just willy-nilly, just kind of whenever you want, or do you show up every single day? Like, if you don't show up a couple days, are you fired, right? Well, unfortunately, people in network marketing aren't fired if they don't show up every single day, okay? And that's why some of them don't. And so you got to change your perspective. That person that said they would join but didn't, there are reasons why they said they would join, and I would maybe encourage, find out why those were, what gave them the idea in the first place to even join, to ever say they were going to join. But don't revere them. Don't chase that sign-up bonus. Chase people who have problems who actually want solutions. Like, I wanted solutions. I was in a cubicle, right? And I was spending more time with pictures of my kids than the real thing, right? I had pictures of my kids all around me. And the harder I worked, they would pay me more. But the more they demanded, all of a sudden, I got to go in on Saturday. All of a sudden, I got to stay late Friday, right? So I worked harder. They would pay me more. Yay, right? Woo. But they would demand more. That's how typical businesses work. The more you get paid, usually, the more they demand of you. There is no way to create time freedom. Whereas with network marketing, if you go out, like, I would have people ask me, like, well, Ray, man. Like some of my buddies that are maybe skeptical or whatever, they'd say, well, how much did you make your first month in network marketing? And I mean, it could have, my answer was, I'm not exactly sure. Because that was, 7-8 years ago, and I'm still getting paid off some of the work I did that first month. Can they say that? Right? So, excuse me, allergies, man, they're crazy. Hopefully that helps you out. Don't chase people. It weakens you. It weakens you when you're pretty pleased with sugar berries on top. Please join like you said you would. Say, listen, I'm a professional. Sounds like you may not be ready to make a decision. Totally cool. You said you would. I understand. Not everyone, can honor their word. And I'm not mad. just the way life is, right? I got to prioritize my time, work with people who are serious. So I hope that's cool. Love you. Best of luck. Rock on. So hopefully that helps you out.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.